Now, on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello, and of course, a big welcome to you, especially you wherever you are in the world. This is another episode from Stress to Authentic Success. I'm, of course, your host, Danielle Sachs, and I can tell you that I know what it's like to push through stress, to shift out of stress. When everybody thinks around you that things are perfect, that's often what it looks like. We often wear masks. We often hide our vulnerability, our stress. And so before we dive in today, talking to a woman who knows all about this, I want to take a moment for something that really matters to me. And that is you, you out there. Because this show, I can tell you, I had the news, I think it was last week, the show has passed a huge milestone. I talked with Johan Ilgenfritz, the founder of this amazing platform, UK Health Radio, and we have crossed now over 100,000 weekly listeners. Weekly listeners, that means over 100,000 people from the UK, Europe, to the US, to Africa, to New Zealand and Australia, to Asia, to India, to wherever you are in the world, you are tuning in to take better care of you because your stress matters to you. You want to shift out of your stress and create a wealth that actually truly feels good. So thank you again. And whether this is your first episode or your 15th or 100th, I've done so many by now, know that I do appreciate you and that I'd love to hear from you. Really, if something in this show speaks to you, or you have a question for me or a subject that you want me to talk about, please feel free to reach out. You can email me directly at daniela@danielsachs.com or connect with me on LinkedIn, of course. I always read and respond personally. Now, let's talk about today's episode because we are going to explore a topic that often gets ignored, certainly in the world of high performance and personal development, because what exactly does it mean to master yourself? Self-mastery, not in theory, but in practice. And how do we do that? So I'm going to speak with someone who really knows what she's talking about. She's a smart, honest, and I promise you, she's a refreshing lady because her name is Nefşa Karamehmet, and she is a global expert in human behavior, self-mastery, and mindset transformation. Now, Nefşa is also, of course, a TEDx speaker, founder of several companies, including Bread Hub, NefCamp, Nefşa Institute, and also, I want to mention this, the host of a powerful podcast that you maybe want to check out after this conversation, and that is Next Level Humanity. She has worked with companies like Microsoft, Vodafone, etc., and spoken on many occasions. But what I love about her is this. She does not overcomplicate things. I'm sure that this conversation is going to be one where you probably recognize yourself, where you probably will understand more about yourself, and maybe even know now that you're not alone about asking questions about life and who you are, because we're going to talk so much in this conversation about things that truly matter. And that is why my new concept, True Wealth, is so dear to me. Because with True Wealth, I do not mean money. True Wealth is all about energy, freedom, fulfillment. It's about well-being. It's about creating a life that feels right for you, not just one that looks good from the outside. As I say, if you are interested more and more in this subject that really touches your heart after this beautiful conversation, you can also watch my True Wealth Masterclass. It's a 40-minute masterclass, and it might be for you just the turning point that you didn't know you needed. Or you can always book a clarity call with me, of course. No pressure, just an honest conversation between you and I. And so you can find me anywhere you want. But for now, let's go into this important, not just important conversation, but I know that it's going to be a conversation from heart to heart, from soul to soul. So here, just after this little break, I talk to the brilliant, bold, and so, so powerful Nefsha Karamamet. Talk to you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, every single one of you. And as I told you in the intro, I am actually really, really excited today because we have a very special guest. Welcome, Nefsha Karamamet.
Thanks for having me. Thank you, Danielle.
Yeah, let's talk straight away about the personal story behind Nefsha, meaning how do you come? And I believe you are semi-British, semi-Turkish. So yeah. How do you as a woman come from stress to authentic success? What is your story behind this?
Yeah, my story from the beginning is of like many other people in my early 20s, I crashed.
Okay.
It was in my early 20s. There was a time where I didn't know why, but life lost its meaning totally. It's like I had all these ideas about, I think it's kind of like this conditioning about what success is and what happiness is. And we're all conditioned on what success is and what happiness is. Mm-hmm. And with that conditioning, I created a life I thought would look successful and a life that would make me happy. Mm-hmm. And then at one point I had that life, but I wasn't happy. So it was kind of like I was totally lost, and I was like, okay, I did everything I knew, and I created, like, I have this job, I have family, I have friends, I have like all areas of life, but it was so much conditioned, you know. It was kind of like this painting I was looking at about my life, but I wasn't in it, or the whoever was in it, that wasn't the true me, you know. And I
but
crashed.
That's early. Nefsha, can I say that to you? Because in your 20s, that's quite a crash. That's quite early. Most people have it in their mid-30s, early 40s. So that's quite early. So was there a specific event or trigger that made you feel like that?
I think it was mainly because I was on the fast track. The reason why it was early was I was a performer. Ever since I knew myself, like, I was a professional volleyball player. Before that, I was a profession. I did professionally ballet and then gymnastics, and it's kind of like, and then school. I was one of the, you know, most successful students at school. So it was all about performing and performing. And when I look back,
perfection.
Yeah, perfection. Yeah. It wasn't even a little perfectionism. I think it was mainly around just performing in a conditioned way and not even thinking about it. It's like just thinking, because you're just so young and you just don't think. I mean, I was conditioned that I needed to perform, and the way to get results in life was by doing more, you know, studying more, study more, and do more, and then, you know, train more. And I was an athlete, so it was all that,
never enough,
you know, performing. And when I look back at my life in my 20s, when I was 15, 14, the way I lived my life, I just didn't know how to stop. I just didn't stop. And which led to a life lived without any without any consciousness, kind of like I don't remember a time when I asked myself, okay, is this really what I want? And then in my 20s, the first time I asked myself, is this what I want? I crashed because nothing in my life was the way I wanted. So it was like
And was it
so
also a
different.
physical crash? Was it just a mental, emotional,
No, I
or was
mean,
it physical?
I did have a motorcycle accident when I was 17, but
Okay.
when I experienced this, it was early 20s. So I think after that motorcycle accident, it didn't hit me, but I did have some time to stop because of the
Of
accident.
course.
And then I think that awareness in me, it's kind of
It's
like
growing.
grew and grew and grew. And in my 20s, I was like, what am I doing with my life? This is not it. I'm
Wow.
not happy. It was kind of like living for the outside rather than the inside.
So what
Yeah.
happened? What made you start shifting, or how did you? Because standing still is sometimes the
Yeah.
turning point.
Yeah.
So what happened there?
Yeah. What happened? I kind of like had this idea, and at that point I literally crashed, and if I went to a psychologist or a psychiatrist, they would probably say it was a strong depression or something. But I had this idea, if I can't solve this on my own, nobody can help me solve it. Like I had this idea, medicine or this and that, no one from the outside can solve this. I either solve it myself or no one can solve it. And I started stopping and stopping and stopping more. I started meditation. I started breath work. I started doing yoga. So it's kind of like I started being in the flow more. And my mission was to find who I was, basically, and why am I here? The answer to the question, why am I here? Why do I exist? What's the purpose of my life? And it took me around, I think, 10 years
Wow,
to get
beautiful.
there. I went to Vipassana, stayed there like 10
Yes.
days of silent retreats. And then I practiced yoga every day. I started meditating more and more in the morning. And I'm still meditating strictly in the morning and in the evening, at least for half an hour. So it's kind of like this deep, 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 deep work. And I also intuitively, I also started realizing that changing what is in my life wouldn't help. It's like I had to first find what is true for me, because it's like without awareness, doing anything would lead to more and more distortion
Course.
and more problems.
Yes.
So I didn't do anything with my life. I just literally did let my life happen the way it is. And I focused on myself for around 10 years, and I invested in myself. I
Self.
invested in my self-mastery, and I didn't stop investing in myself until then. I turned 50 last year, and I'm still the most important part of my life is my meditations, is my practice. Like I would
I agree.
probably quit anything, but I wouldn't quit connection to myself, because that's kind of like the core, which afterwards helped me build
Course.
everything and anything that is about fulfillment in my life right now.
But what I hear you say, and I think it's important for anyone listening here, that you are your best investment. It's one of my quotes that I've been using for 30 years now. You are your best investment always. That is such a contradiction to what society tells you. And that's a little bit what I hear in your story, the conditioning, and you've stepped out of that conditioning, starting to invest in yourself, in who you are and in what you want. So beautiful. So is there a thing that you could say that has helped me the most in that period, in those 10 years?
I actually like putting it this way, like what I needed those years is not what I need now. So it's kind of like,
Of
I
course.
think the most important thing is for people understanding what you need at that stage in your life. So when I look back in my 20s, what worked for me was I was going to Pune, India, back and forth
Yes.
to the Osho Ashram, and I became a sannyas, and then I was doing dynamic meditations, and that's what helped me the most, because I in my 20s I had all that energy, which I don't now, but in my 20s I had so much energy in my body that needed to
It's like a
release.
life force.
It's just too much. And also I think that somehow it's kind of like that conditioning suppresses your true
Yeah,
energy,
it's
even though,
overdrive
yeah, it's just too much,
from
and
the life
it's
force.
just you have too much energy.
Yeah.
So I had this what helped me most is in my 20s, dynamic meditations,
Okay.
dynamic yoga practices, a lot of dancing, a lot of free dancing and movement, like I would call movement, running. It just those helped me a lot, and any kind of active meditation helped me a lot. And on top of that, I started breath work. I tried all kinds of breath work, rebirthing, holotropic, and then I became a transformational breathing teacher, coach, and then I went on a breath work journey. I started teaching breath work, so breath work, but like breath work techniques and the way I used breath work in those years is not the way I use breath work right now. So in those years, I needed something more intense, more dynamic. All that mouth breathing and conscious connected breathing, where you start kicking and pounding and shouting and wow, you go wild. And Osho dynamic meditations, where I went wild because I had this wild energy in me
But
that
it's
needed
almost
release.
stress. It's isn't it? Because you are an expert in releasing stress as well. So, and women empowerment like I am. So I just want to talk to you about the stress. What do you think is the biggest stress in our lives? I think it's
I
similar to
would,
our work is
yeah,
similar.
I
So.
would, yeah, I would say the conditioning in the mind is the reason of all stress. It's like the ideas, I must do this, I have to do this, I gotta do this, you know, this is right, this is wrong. It's like we're the reason for our stress, because in our minds we stress ourselves to be someone we are not.
Yeah.
So
So
that was my biggest stress.
yes. But it doesn't it come out of the fear of not being good enough or not, you know, isn't there a big fear in there that, you know, fear of rejection, fear of not being good enough, it's all, and that's through the conditioning. So I totally agree. So how, if you say you are past 50 now, so how have been the last 10 years, what has become your passion, your mission today? And
I
through
think
that
what you,
journey.
yeah, I think what you say is totally true, and I would phrase it, the fear of not fitting in.
Yes. Yeah,
So
you
I
can
would
phrase it
phrase
in
my
any way.
whole,
Everybody, yeah,
yeah.
okay.
And I would, if I wanted to summarize my journey of self-mastery, I would just say in one sentence, I got rid of the fear of fitting in.
Yes.
And for the past 10 years, or more, maybe more, 15, 20 years, I just don't have what I had in my early 20s, which is the fear of fitting in. So I don't care about whether I fit in or not. Because my fulfillment, my health, mental health, physical health, my fulfillment and me fulfilling my purpose is more important than how it looks on the outside.
Of
So
course.
it's like what changes, I just don't care about how it looks. So which led me to being a successful teacher, of course, which led me to experiencing my authentic self. I just live the way I am. I have been on stage for the past 25 years. I have trained over 40,000 people. People call me in Turkey, people call me, or not in Turkey only, but in the Turkish community around the world, because I have students from all around the world, but mainly Turkish community, which I think was my advantage, because there are not many Turkish speaking
I see.
self-mastery teachers.
Of course.
And I became like the self-mastery teacher, and
Yeah.
people call me Tony Robbins of Turkey. Because of what I did after teaching, I started teaching, and then I grew my influence and community. I became very well known,
Wow, well
and
done.
with that, I started creating different businesses with different partnerships. So
So,
now
what
I'm,
is for you? Because if authenticity is so important for you, what is authenticity? What is your authentic self? I'm always curious to hear what people, because I'm talking about from stress to authentic success. So before we go to the authentic success, I just want to see what authentic is for you.
It is who I am beneath the surface. It's like who I am without the
The
name, the
masks and the
physical
shoulds and
body,
the,
the
yeah.
shoulds, and even beyond that, I think who I am, like I think beyond what we experience in the physical self and physical plane.
I
It is
agree.
my soul, it is my essence. It doesn't
Yes.
have a name.
Yeah.
It's not limited with today's physical reality. It is unlimited. It is eternal. So that's self. And when you find that self, and people have different ways of finding themselves, some people go to Peru and do ayahuasca, and some people go on meditation retreats, and everybody has different paths. But it's like once I think we find our eternal self, which is beyond this physical self, and we just once we learn to just let go to that inspiration and who we are on the inside in our essence, and if we can fully let go and surrender to that who we are, the I am presence, I think every moment of our lives transforms into a blessing. It's
Yes,
like,
I
it
agree.
just becomes a blessing because you are literally honoring your essence, yourself, and you are surrendering to your highest
Yes,
possibility.
I agree. And even through the biggest challenges of life, staying
Yeah.
in that
Yeah.
essence and staying
Yeah.
in that, soul full energy, I think
Yeah.
that is also important. And that's what I call true wealth, because our true wealth is of course, that energy, that life force, that freedom of being who you are, that fulfillment of doing what you want to do. So, tell me a little bit about the self-leadership and the self-mastery and the leadership, because you are also an expert in that. And authentic success is all about that kind
Yeah.
of, energy of self-leadership, self-mastery. So how would you talk about that? What would you
Sure.
say about that?
Yeah. First, I love what you said about wealth. I literally have a book on that topic, which is the book is called Money Consciousness, but the book is all about the difference between being wealthy and rich, and how wealth is about finding your wealth, your well, which is this deep, deep well
Agree.
of inspiration and soul, inside. And when people find that well, their wealth on the inside, they
So,
became wealthy.
yeah.
And it's not about having money in the bank or anything. It's just
No.
being wealthy, and just it transforms everything. So
Yeah,
that
the
is actually,
well-being is a very important
yeah.
thing. It's actually, to me, it's more than health. The
Yeah.
well-being is so much more, has more depth than just health. Health is
Yeah,
also
and wealth
wealth.
is well-being and health.
Yeah,
So it's
yeah.
just the
So it's
combination of that
beautiful.
finding, yeah.
Yes, yes.
And my teaching have been all around that. Like I help humans connect with that wealth in their being, because that's kind of like the key to all
Yes.
kinds of miracles in life. So and my focus is mainly teaching people self-governance,
Yes.
which is, I think, one of the core principles of having a fulfilled life. It's like living life as a disciple, but not in a conditioned way, in a disciplined way, as a disciple, this disciple, and being so focused and so being on track that nothing can shake you. So that's mainly like that's
Yes.
what I call self-governance. That's leadership. It's like being so centered and so clear in your mind, in your physical body, in your emotional, mental, all bodies, being so clear and so centered that nothing can shake you, because you're just on track,
Have
and
you
that's
had any big challenge that has challenged that for yourself in your
Of
story?
course, many, many,
Is there
and
an example that you can give us where you had that
yeah.
self-governance about, I call it, ownership, it's self-mastery, self-leadership, but What in your life have
Sure.
you lived that you had to apply that? Because it's easy to say,
Yeah.
because I'm sure anyone
Yeah.
listening is saying, yeah, that's easy to say, but you don't know that my partner has had
Yeah.
diagnosis of cancer, or I
Yeah.
lost my mother a month ago, or you know. So maybe it's a
Yeah.
good thing to talk about a challenge that you've had and how you stayed in that energy.
Yeah. I did have a big challenge 15 years ago, and my
Okay.
younger daughter is 15. I was pregnant to twins,
Okay.
and one of them died.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like 4 months old. It's not like a real baby,
But
but
still,
yeah, but still, I mean,
It's a
she died, and I literally dropped the baby.
Oh, I
The
see.
dead baby when I was in the hospital, and I had her in my hands, literally. It just dropped, 4 months old, and there were a lot of complications health-wise, and she wouldn't be able to live. But then, like, losing that baby, and then I had now, who is 15, Zeyna, my younger daughter. I had to stay in the hospital for a 1.5 months because I had the risk of losing her
Of
as well.
course, of
So
course.
it's like that 1.5 months I had to lie down. I lost the baby, and then everything started. Of course, it's that when you experience
Yeah.
something at that level, and we were newly married with my second husband, it just wouldn't work out, because it's like things got complicated. I didn't want to
Squeeze
see
on the
him
couple,
again,
of
and
course.
it's like too much. And I was there in the hospital, like, with all that trauma of losing the baby, and then whether the other one is gonna,
Yes.
live or not. And on top of it, when I was in the hospital, I learned that I lost the custody of my first daughter, which was then. Which was then 8 years old, and
Lots of loss, eh?
and then at that time the legal procedure was going on for last like 3 years, and then it was in my favor the whole time. But then something happened, and the Turkish law system, you can just switch and twist things. So it was kind of like this twisted situation, which wouldn't usually happen, but it happened, and I lost the custody of, and she's like, of course, like my daughter, and
Of
I've
course.
been with her for 8 years, and I love her still. So it was kind of like shock after shock after shock,
Yes.
and it was like a lot of loss, as you
Talking
said,
about
going on.
challenge.
Yeah, it's like challenge after challenge. And today, when I look back, I also think, well, if you're on a self-mastery path, and if you're committed to being centered and being connected with your authentic self, of course, life is going to give you challenges,
Of
more
course.
challenges than anyone else, because you decided that I'm going to be unshakable. And it's like for you to be, to experience that happens. So even before, and then I was in the hospital for 1.5 months. It was challenging, all this emotional. I was literally crying every day. And because I couldn't literally move, because the doctors were like, you can only go to the
Toilet
toilet
and back.
three or four times a day. It's like, you just can't stand up. You're going to lose the baby, and I was lying the whole time. Of course, there was friends and family, but I wanted to stay by myself as well. I was meditating the whole
Of
day.
course.
I actually had A Course in Miracles book
Yes.
by my side the whole
Oh,
time. So I
nice.
read it twice that period,
Wow.
like the whole book, crazy.
Wow.
I was reading A Course in Miracles the whole time, which helped me out. Like, that was
Of
my tool
course.
then, because I wasn't doing breath work. I couldn't, it wasn't allowed. I wasn't doing yoga, any physical practice. The only thing I had was my meditation and the book, A Course in
Yeah.
Miracles. So I kept
Okay.
on reading, I kept on meditating.
Beautiful
I
book.
gave, I gave space to myself to cry,
Yes.
and I
Mourn, to
cried,
mourn also. I think
mourn,
there's a lot of mourning going on there.
and I just, yeah, it was 1.5 months of, I think, release, and then it's like when I looked back, I saw that I did the same thing again until then, even though I was meditating and doing breath work, I was teaching breath work, I was teaching self-mastery. I saw that for the past 10 years, I again went on this performance habits,
Ah, yes.
and
The
life
conditioning
gave
comes
me.
back.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It wasn't
Yeah.
totally gone. So even
No.
though I was teaching and talking about
Yes.
how, being connected with your
We
authentic
teach what
self,
we
and
need the most.
and I was
Lepsha, it
like,
is. We teach what we need the most sometimes. It's a pattern that comes. So that's interesting.
And I saw like it wasn't the way, of course, the way it was in my
No, of course.
20s.
You
Of
go
course,
deeper and deeper, I believe.
there was
Yeah,
more
of course.
awareness and all that,
Yes.
but there was a bit of a, again, performance. And
Yes.
so, and life gave me the chance to again stop.
Yes.
And in my second birth was with the birth, like after I went, and then I was released from the hospital because everything was fine.
Fine.
And then in 2 weeks, my baby came premature, and I gave a premature birth. She was 26 weeks
Ooh.
old,
Wow.
my second daughter. And I had this amazing experience during birth because again something complication happened because the other baby died, and I got antibiotics the whole time,
Yes.
1.5 months, and then everything came back again. So there was again this physical complication. And when I went to the hospital when I was about to give birth, the birth happened in less than 2 or 2.5 hours. So I literally cracked open 7 centimeters
Wow.
in less than 2 hours, and
Yes.
the doctors didn't have time to give epidural. Everything happened so fast. And I remember lying down, giving birth, literally, no epidural, nothing, cracking open 7 or 6 or 7 centimeters. And I remember doing breathing and using breathing technique, or it was just authentic. I was just breathing because I thought I was gonna die. It was so painful. And I remember thinking to myself, right now, if I don't die because of this pain, I am becoming immortal. I
Yes,
remember
yes,
telling this to myself.
yes.
And in one moment, I was just so much free with that
Yeah.
pain. It was such a deep pain. I literally freed totally from the body.
Wow,
And I was like,
beautiful.
I'm immortal, I'm immortal. So that was a amazing physical
Experience.
pain experience, which led me to a amazing spiritual awakening. It's like
Yes.
this,
So, and how long is
literally
that ago now? 15 years, you said?
15 years ago. Yeah, 15
Wow. So
years
it's
ago.
still a long journey there, but let's talk about who you are today, your institute, because I only have about a few minutes. So I just want to give you the chance to because it's a beautiful story. I mean, and I love challenges because people who are listening and hear an expert, they always think, oh, but it's easy to say for you, and oh, you don't know what I lived through. But sometimes behind the scenes, there's a lot of growth and experience and challenges going on. So who are you today, Nefsha? Just tell us a little bit
Yeah,
about
just
your
to, yeah, and
institute.
also, yeah, and also just to fast forward the story from that day on, like for the past 15 years, I literally became unstoppable.
Yes.
So I'm fully grateful
Imagine.
to that, to that experience. And I just started flourishing.
Nothing
And
to lose,
now,
also. You know,
yeah,
it's like a feeling of I've got nothing to lose. I'm going to be me and that's it. Yeah.
I think that was my biggest jump.
Yes.
And then afterwards with Nevşah Institute, now we teach 5 different self-mastery tools, and I help
Yes.
mainly women to master all areas of their lives. And for the
Nice.
past 15 years, what happened is by using the tools I teach today, I have been able to master all areas of life.
Course.
Relationships, which was very challenging for me for many years. Now I'm happily married, 15 years with my husband, and we're happy. And finance and wealth building. I became a professional investor. I have multiple companies right now, a couple of
Beautiful.
startups. I have startups I invested. So I am flourishing in the business world as well. I have amazing co-founders we've been with many years, and we're building amazing projects. And yeah, I
But the
keep on
institute
teaching,
is all
learning,
about women, is it? It's
self-mastery.
all about
Mostly women,
empowerment for
mostly women.
women.
Yes,
Yeah.
mostly women,
And
because I am a
why did you
woman.
choose, yeah, but why did you choose mostly women? Why is the woman thing so important to you?
Yeah, because I think that's also because of my authentic self. With my relationships over the years, I realized, like many women do, men and women are very different. We're
Different.
gifted in our own different ways. Men are manifestors, they manifest, but women are creators. So I
Yes.
kind of like this with connection with my authentic self and this essence, I kind of like found a way in life to be connected with my creative energy
Yes.
and not do what I was told. Because when you look at all the self-improvement and the coaching, they're all man-made modalities, which didn't fully work for me. I mean, 15 years ago when I crashed and I was in the hospital, that was what I realized.
I agree.
Man-made modalities don't work for me. They don't help my life. So I had to go and find my own
Course.
methods and my own systems. And that is what I created right now in the Nevşah Institute,
Well
because
done.
I have tested all those methods and systems in my life. And with all these, after all these challenges for the past 15 years, my life has been a blessing. So I don't have all these ups and downs right now. My life is
Great.
like moving upwards for the past 15 years, and it's just building and growing and creating. And it is by learning the feminine way of self-mastery. It has been by learning the
There's a
feminine
feminine
way.
energy there, you mean,
Yes,
instead of the
which needs
masculine
lots
way
of,
of going and
yeah,
performing. You were in a lot in your masculine
may,
energy being in your first half of your life. We are
yes.
all the same. You know, those people who want to make a difference in the world, they are often in the beginning in their performing and in their masculine energy. So beautiful. I want to close this conversation with, like I always do, with the question of, is there a statement or a quote or something that you live by that has been, you know, maybe something out of the Course of Miracles, maybe something totally different,
Yeah.
something that you live by?
Yeah, reminding myself that I'm a woman and I'm a channel to the creative energy God. That is why my body can create babies. And the way I will recreate my life is only by living aligned with that energy. We are so powerful. We are all goddesses and so powerful as women. And
Good.
when we channel that energy, we don't have to do much. We just have to, create in our, like when we learn how to create what we want in our being, and then just open our eyes and wait
And it
for the
follows naturally.
possibilities.
That's what you're
Yeah.
saying.
Yeah. It just happens naturally. So I remind myself not to go on that male conditioning of you have
Beautiful.
to work more and you have to do more, and blah, No.
So let's embrace the feminine energy here to close this interview. I just want to thank you so much for your honest and vulnerable conversation, Nafsha. Thank you so much for being
Thank you
here.
too.
We're going to have a little break and I'll come back to the audience just now. Thank you so much.
The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Thank you so much for staying with me. What a rich and real conversation this was. Now, I told you, Nevşah Karamamet brings a special energy in the room or in the air, like we discussed. You know, she does not overcomplicate things. And self-mastery is not about controlling everything. It's about understanding yourself so well that you stop, you know, being in the rat race, running in circles or in cycles, and that you start choosing your life. Wasn't it amazing that she asked herself at a certain point, quite young in her life, who am I and why am I here? And I really admire Nasha, because when you hear her journey, doing all the work she needed to do for herself, meditation, yoga, movement, breath work, all that, the standing still to get back into the flow. And it brought her so many things. And this episode for me is a reminder that true wealth does not come from doing more, but from being. Yeah, from being. Let this land for you. Sometimes it's just one phrase or one idea that we talk about in this show that can shift your way, how you see yourself. So, real wealth, especially for women who are always juggling a million things, it's not. It's so beautiful, like we talked in the interview about wealth being well-being and being having health in it as well. And the well that is deep inside of us, that really touched me. So when I say true wealth, I'm not talking about more hustle and more all that. It's not just about surviving. And if there's one thing that I want to take out this conversation, whether you are a woman or a man, it doesn't matter. But the phrase we talked about at the end of the conversation, I am a woman and a channel to creative energy. Nefsha really, I think, embodies this. And I want to say to you, you too are unstoppable. You too are a channel. You too are energy. You too can get in the driver's seat of your car and not follow that conditioned form of success and happiness, because that's not what it's all about. We talked about the feminine energy, the creative energy, how true wealth is the key to all miracles. And I think I'm going to end with that. True wealth, as Nefsha and I talked about, is the key to all miracles. If you want miracles in your life, let's go from stress to authentic success to true wealth and feel strong again. Thank you for listening. Take good care of yourself, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.